I'll go to Ner Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir number 167. And when 67-year-old Thomas Edison's inventions went up in smoke when his workplace was destroyed in a catastrophic fire, instead of triggering extreme stress and despair in him, Thomas Edison calmly asked his son to go get his mother so she could watch, as she will never see anything like this as long as she lives. And the next day he said, "There is great value in disaster. All mistakes have burned up, and thank God we can start anew." That's a pretty high level. Steve Jobs, in 2005, in his commencement speech, he shared being kicked out of Apple, the company he founded. It was very humiliating for him, but also a chance to start anew. What would have been to most of us like a huge public failure and an embarrassment became the impetus to bounce back better than ever. I didn't see it then, but it turned out that getting fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, he said. The heaviness of being successful was replaced by the lightness of being a beginner again. Less sure about everything, and it freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life. If you look at the biography of Noach Weinberg, he, with a few of his friends, founded Ur Sameach. A couple of years into it, there was a disagreement in philosophy between Rav Noach and his colleagues, and there was a din Torah, and he was removed out of Ur Sameach, and he had to start from scratch. And then we see what Eish HaTorah became. So these bounce backs after setbacks is something each one of us needs to learn in life. This ability to accept a major setback or even a tragic life-changing disaster is a kayach that is given, which focuses that we can be happier and increase our sense of well-being no matter what, even though at the time it's very gut-wrenching, it's devastating. People like what we just mentioned, Rabbi Edison and Jobs and Rabbi Noach Weinberg at the time, to have the resiliency and the equanimity and the optimism to see the growth potential in these traumatic events. And instead of focusing on what they have lost, they focused on what was left, and they moved forward. You have Martin Seligman. He shifted the study from mental illness into mental wellness. How individuals and communities can increase their emotional health and their well-being and their resiliency rather than focusing on the negative cognitive distortions and the mental disturbances. The positive aspects teach us how to thrive and to grow personally and socially and spiritually. It's about the solutions, not the problems. Problems you look at as opportunities. And the idea is to avoid the negative explanatory style that we have within ourselves, which is the tendency to think in pessimistic ways. A positive explanatory style are those that are more optimistic and positive in their thinking. Now, when you have the negative explanatory style, which means that everything goes wrong, you explain in a negative way, that leads to what they call learned helplessness and depression. They'll interpret setbacks as being permanent instead of temporary. They'll look at temporary setbacks as being a global problem instead of just a specific problem. They if they're pessimistic in that sense, they believe that personal flaws are unchangeable, where the reality is that it's not unchangeable at all. It could be transformed. You know, so these like sort of global statements, things never work out for me, or I'll never meet anyone that will want to marry me, or I am unlikable. That's the negative outlook. The positive is someone who learns to be optimistic and resilient and to work through things, and I could improve things and get better. So the negative explanatory style would be, for example, to say no one likes me and I'm simply unlikable, while the positive explanatory style would be it's harder for me to meet people, and in this particular instance is no one I was able to click with. A negative view is I'll never meet anyone and I will spend my life alone. And the positive style is I haven't found the right person yet. It's Hashem will help me find it. Hashem could do anything, and he's watching me and protecting me, and I can't predict the future, but there's no reason why I can't expect Hashem will be mazman me, my zivig. Or instead of saying just a point blanket statement, things won't work out for me, you say no, you look back, I was successful in this, I was successful in school, I was successful in other things, and I will never stop trying. And Bez Hashem, I will succeed. Gratitude is a big part of this. It's one of the most important ingredients to have and to achieve an optimistic life, a resilient life. And people who are grateful tend to be forgiving and loving and hopeful. Elie Wiesel once said that when a person doesn't have gratitude, something is missing in his or her humanity. Of course, it's easier to be grateful when things are going well in our lives. But it's much harder to be grateful when, you know, life throws you these curveballs and you find yourself losing more than winning and you can't seem to get over past regrets or past disappointments. And gratefulness is an avoida for those people. It takes effort. But we have to dig deep within ourselves. For some, Hakaras HaTov comes naturally. For others, it takes more effort, but we have to push ourselves. We have to learn to become grateful people, to recognize you don't have a rainbow without rain. You change what you can and accept what you can't change without railing against life's injustices. Not to look at what's missing in life, but focus on the gifts that we are being given day in and day out. Thank you, Hashem, for everything that I have, for my ability to eat, for my ability to breathe. Don't say I'll be happy only when this takes place or when that takes place. Don't say that I'll be happy only when this problem goes away. Hashem gives you the opportunity. Zehayoyim. Today is the day. Asa Hashem that Hashem made Nagila v'nismecha b'ayi, to rejoice in it. Gratitude means you spend very little time or no time comparing yourself to other people, which would leave you bitter, which would leave you jealous, which would leave you resentful. There's no need for that. Hashem gives everyone what they need. And what's given to them doesn't necessarily mean that it's being taken away from me. It's a very important yesod. It's not always the people who start out the smartest who ends up the smartest. The idea is not whether you're the most rich or the most successful in business or whatever your view of success is in that way, but the main deterrent of happiness and life satisfaction is the growth mindset, not the fixed mindset, that your ability to change. If you have a fixed mindset, then your natural intelligence and past achievements are what's important and nothing else. And if you lack that, that's it. But it's not true. Work and effort, prayer to Hashem, that's the key of life. If you're in a fixed mindset, you believe that your abilities are fixed and they're not changeable. If you're in a growth mindset, you believe that abilities are to be altered, can be changed, should be changed. Some say that if you're determined, that matters very little. It's your ability that counts, whether you have it or you don't. Not true. Determination can pay off, and very often does pay off, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mavtiach, Yagato Matzasatamin. You work hard, you will get what you need. To appreciate the importance of persistence and effort, to achieve goals, and the goal is not to appear smart externally, the goal is to grow internally and then externally. You focus on the process of learning, not results. To be open-minded, to be flexible, to be open for feedback, to persevere after failure. All of this gives us a healthy mindset. We need to live an emotionally resilient life. Emotional wellness we need to daven for. Working on eating healthier, exercising healthier, l'shem shamayim. Emotional wellness and self-esteem go hand in hand. The more you like yourself, the more emotionally well you are. You can learn skills no matter what matzav you are to learn how to generate a mental fitness that will boost your self-esteem. And you'll, Bez Hashem, see bracha, tremendous bracha in your life. Self-doubt and low self-esteem will rob you of the happiness of a fulfilling life that you deserve, will handicap your relationships in all areas of your life. Therefore, it's very important to not to let anyone, including yourself, lose sight of this fundamental truth. You are a miracle, precisely you. Hashem created you for a reason because you have gifts. And greatness is not part of a journey. Greatness is part of a journey. It's a process. It's not only found at the destination, at the end. And that's another thing to remember. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us that we should have recognized this bracha, to ask Hashem for that gift to bounce back, even after something did not come to you as expected or as you would like, to be optimistic, to have the attitude of gratitude, of Hakaras HaTov, to shift your mindset to growth mindset versus just a stagnant, stationary one, and to live an emotionally resilient life. And may you all have bracha and hatzlacha in achieving this. Have a wonderful Shabbos.